Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Much to the consternation of the ACLU, Corporate America, and the NC2A, the Montana legislature continues to advance legislation that protects female athletes and returns reason and logic to the debate on gender identity. Yesterday, in a stunning rebuke to the Bullock administration, the Montana House of Representatives cast the final vote in favor of overturning a Bullock-era administrative rule that would allow people to retroactively change the sex on their birth certificates. Now, the bill heads to Governor Gianforte's desk for his signature. It all began in 2017 when the Montana Department of Health and Human Services decided unilaterally to amend a long-standing administrative rule regarding birth certificates. The change essentially did three things. First, it changed the word sex in the rule to the word gender. This is a huge policy change that the legislature has resisted for well over two decades. In practical terms, sex means something. It's binary, male or female, and it's encoded in our DNA. Gender, on the other hand, means nothing. It's a social construct that allows for an infinite number of genders along a continuum from male to female. Secondly, the change did away with the requirement that a judge sign off on the fact that a person actually went through the process of physically changing the appearance of their sex, either through surgery or hormone treatments. Now, all that was required was a signed affidavit that the person changed their sex. And third, the new rule mandated that the evidence of the person's original birth certificate be locked away forever. All of this is problematic. What do we do with the man identifying as a woman in Gallatin County who raped a 16-year-old girl, then demanded to be housed in the women's section of the prison? What do we do about a man who changes his birth certificate simply to qualify for an SBA loan reserved for women and minorities? And what do we do about the male athlete whose birth certificate says that he's female but hasn't undergone any physical changes? All of these are legitimate concerns. Thankfully, the legislature saw through the ruse and passed the bill. Someone has to be the adult in the room. Yesterday, prior to the vote, lobbyists for the ACLU, the Montana Human Rights Network, Montana Women Vote, and others prowled the halls of the Capitol looking for legislators to buttonhole. We were working the bill as well, and when the final vote was taken, we won by a vote of 54-46. Earlier in the day, the House voted to reject a Senate amendment to a bill to ban biological boys from competing in women's sports. The bill will now go to a House-Senate conference committee where the original amendment will be stripped off and replaced by an amendment that achieves the same goal but in a more straightforward fashion. The goal is to ensure that Montana loses no federal education dollars when the Biden administration mandates transgender athletes. The new amendment to the bill would render the law void only after the complete appeals process outlined in Title IX is complete. That process would take more than 2 years, and conventional wisdom says that the U.S. Supreme Court will decide this issue before then. Ironically, the NC2A came out with a statement saying that they might not hold championship events in states that protect female athletes. Fortunately, more than half of the states will soon have these laws in place as more and more legislatures refuse to be bullied by companies and athletic organizations with left-leaning boards of directors. Someone needs to stand firm and speak truth to power. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.